High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Siobhan Greenblatt is the Director of Operations at the CSO. We chatted with him yesterday as they launched their fundraising campaign. We wanted to find out exactly how it is going. Siobhan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again. How's it going? How's it going there?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for the opportunity and good morning to the community. Thank God it is going absolutely beautifully. I mean, we have the most wonderful, most caring, giving community. And much like the CSO volunteers who give so much of their time, our community has been absolutely amazing. They've opened their hearts and they've opened their resources and they really have supported this campaign. I think it's a great indicator of the value that the community does put on the CSO.
It's interesting that because sometimes it's not only about the money, it's about the fact that people are saying, yes, maybe I can only afford this amount or maybe I can afford that amount. But either way, what I'm saying to you is I support you and I support this organization and I'm grateful to the organization. So sometimes it isn't as much about the money as it is about the recognition and the gratitude, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And we've always said it, that it doesn't make a difference if it's 100 rand or 1 million rand. Every single cent counts and every single cent goes towards fulfilling the mission and protecting our community. So it really isn't about the amount. And it really is an amazing kind of sense of, I suppose, value to the people that actually are standing shift and doing duty and training and sacrificing so much to actually protect their community. And I think this is an amazing way for the community to show their appreciation, even if it is a small donation. So it really has been a phenomenal, phenomenal day. And we have another couple of hours to go.
That's what I wanted to check. What time do we have until?
So it goes until 6 o'clock tonight.
Right.
So the lines will open at 10 o'clock this morning, okay. And it'll go through to 6 o'clock. And I just want to give a huge shout out to the volunteers that have come into our call center throughout yesterday and throughout today, both from the organization, but also from the community, to support us and to phone. It's not an easy thing to phone.
No, it's not a pleasant thing at all.
I must say I have the utmost respect for anyone who can do this. And does do it, and it makes a lot of people feel very uncomfortable, yet they still come in and they do it. So as from 10 o'clock this morning.
What's that number that we need to dial
this evening?
At 10 o'clock?
The number they can phone is 011-551-1200. So that's the telephone number.
Let me just say that again. 011-551-1200.
That's it.
And if they want to
and
do it online?
And then there's also the website. Mm. So, I mean, they can go right now. That's not time dependent. So they can go to www.fundnation, that's fundnation.org/CSOJHB. So that's fundnation.org/CSOJHB. And they can make a donation online, they can leave a message, and right now we're sitting at 94% of our target.
That is incredible.
Which is incredible, absolutely incredible, and we'll keep pushing throughout the day.
Are people giving
our target earlier, then we may go into a bonus round.
Well, that'll be absolutely amazing. Are people giving once-off donations, or when you phone in, is it possible to say, I'd like to organize a monthly donation, for example?
So for this campaign, it is a once-off campaign.
Right.
But if anyone would like to give, whether it be a debit order or whether they would just like to, you know, process a payment through their credit card on a monthly basis for a certain period of time, then they can either phone the call center and mention that and it will be marked down. And one of our really dedicated, amazing fundraisers during the week will then contact them and make the necessary arrangements. And we do have a fair amount of community members that have signed debit orders and do give on a monthly basis. Others give as and when, or at specific times, or for specific simchas, or in memory of somebody. So many different donors giving for many different reasons in many different ways, but all options are available.
Jevon, before I let you go, can you give us just an overview in terms of what the CSO is responsible for, just to remind people so that they have the whole picture of the CSO?
All right. So we always say this, and it sounds, you know, a little, I mean, this is the mission of the CSO is to protect Jewish life and Jewish way of life. So we do have our volunteers that are trained by us. We're a CERA-registered security company, so they're registered as security officers. And then they go and protect our functions, events, schools, shuls. But what we also do is, and probably the more important part of what we do, is we empower our community to protect itself. And a large portion of the funding that we receive during the year actually goes into training and preparation and awareness courses rather than other things. So that's our most important mission, is to train the community, to empower the community, and to teach them to be aware and self-sufficient. We don't, as the CSO, look after every single shul or school. What we do is we empower that shul and that school to look after themselves, whether it be physical security, whether it be putting procedures in place, or whether it be training their private security guards or parents or community members to stand up and protect their own people. And we've said it for years and years, like no one's going to protect a child like its own parents, and no one's going to protect a community like its own community members. And we really do appreciate what the police do for us and what the security companies do for us. But in the end, and this comes back to all the incidences that we've seen around the world, and specifically what we've seen in the States over the last couple of years, only a community member knows what fits in and what doesn't, what is right and what is wrong. And only a community member really can identify that something doesn't fit in and preempt and stop something before it happens, rather than, say, a police officer or security guard only reacting once something has started. So that's really the main mission of the CSO. And many other things. We understand the environment. We do open source research to understand what's happening around us. We try and understand the trends and threats that may be coming down the line or that are happening elsewhere that may come to us. So we do a lot of work around research, and we have numerous departments. But it really is about empowering the community through our training divisions to go out and protect their own families, protect their own community, their own facilities, and we provide all the support and guidance for them to be able to do that.
Jevon Greenberg, thank you for that, and good luck for the fundraiser and for all the incredible work that you do. Just a reminder, the number at 10 o'clock is 011-551-1200, but you can go online right now at www.fundnation.org/CSOJHB.